This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Governor Jared Polis has issued an executive order in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade. The order aims at giving legal protection to people who come to Colorado for abortions, as well as providers here who serve out-of-state patients. Some workers at Denver's Meow Wolf want to unionize. CPR's Eden Lane.
Meow Wolf employees say 30% of workers have signed union cards. That's enough for them to file to have a vote to unionize, but they'll have to get a majority of workers to approve it before they can negotiate higher wages and working conditions. Nina Moldalski is a creative operator at Meow Wolf in Denver.
I feel like having this will make that a lot easier, and it'll create a much better sense of community and protection at my job.
In a statement, Meow Wolf says it, quote, respects our employees' right to organize. Denver workers may face a long battle. Meow workers in Santa Fe spent almost 2 years negotiating their first contract. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Monsoon moisture and daytime heat has triggered heavy rainfall, hail, and high winds across much of Colorado this afternoon and evening. Forecasters say 1 to 2 inches of rain could fall in intense bursts across the western and southern parts of the state and Metro Denver and the eastern plains. Several tornado warnings were also issued earlier this afternoon around Colorado. The storm should clear up overnight. Mountain temperatures will be in the highs of the 70s tomorrow. This is CPR News.